This is 90.1 WABE with Steve Goss. And on behalf of Mara Davis and myself, I wish one and all a very Merry Christmas, filled with your favorite music, and Mara can help with that. It's time for Mara's Music Mix. Merry, merry, Mara. Good to see you.
Host Emeritus. Every time I hear it, I'm like, ooh, Host Emeritus. Well, for this morning, I want to have a title like that.
For this morning, it's Ho, Ho, Host Emeritus.
Okay. Happy holidays. First off, let's talk about, we went to Restaurant Eugene. Thank you so much to them and to Chef Hopkins for donating this fantastic WABE pledge dinner with Steve and I. You may have seen the pictures on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and we had such a great, great time with our listeners.
Extraordinary. Great group of friends that we now have, and the meal was just perfect.
Yeah, so that was really, really fun. So I'm sure you're gathered around the tree and enjoying your Christmas morning today, but know that tomorrow there'll be some great live music kicking off on the weekend. Let's start off with Sarah Peacock. She's going to be at Eddie's Attic. And here's a fun fact. She was actually born on Christmas Day, so today's her birthday. And she's from Lawrenceville. Great singer-songwriter. One of the producers, one of the members of Wilco produced her album.
I see him now, wondering why Daddy don't come around. There's a cool kid.
She went from living here to Nashville, and now she's going to be playing at Eddie's.
That's the place to be, and she has actually recorded a live album at Eddie's before and one at the Brickley Theater. So she likes Atlanta because she's from the metro area. So.
Yeah, and she's a Christmas baby.
Yeah.
I always think that would be such a bummer to be born on Christmas Day, right? I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but it's also like, wah, wah.
Well, how about this? If you're going to go to the Sarah Peacock show tomorrow night, bring a gift for Sarah.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. I like that. I like that. That's Sarah Peacock at Eddie's Attic tomorrow night.
I can count maybe on two fingers the number of bluegrass musicians who have hailed from Rhode Island.
But there's not many. Not a big bluegrass scene
in
New England.
No, but Dave Rawlings is from Rhode Island. He's moved to Nashville, pursued his own brand of country and bluegrass, and then he met a lady named Gillian Welch.
Right, and what a duo they are. And this is a really spectacular band, the Dave Rawlings Machine, coming to the Variety Playhouse on Sunday night. They come around quite a bit, and they do a very sweet, kind of mellow, kind of bluegrass. There are moments of rocking, but this is, I would say it's kind of a chill down show in a way, but they really bring the musicianship. I mean, the harmonies between the two of them and the rest of the band, just magnificent.
And you know, Mike, if you can find Going to California, the Led Zeppelin song, they cover that, and they got John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin playing mandolin on that song.
Oh, that's really cool.
Very cool.
Going to California with a naked in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there loving her.
That's the Dave Rawlings Machine at the Variety Playhouse on Sunday night. So Jim Lauderdale is somebody who we've talked about quite a bit. As a matter of fact, he was in town at the Wire and Wood Festival in Alpharetta. But I had a moment with him. Does this sound like the braggiest report ever? Because I was the MC that weekend, and I had said to Jim Lauderdale, I was like, you know what? I am so sorry there are not more people to see you play, because he is a bluegrass and Americana icon. He's written songs for the greats. I mean, this is a guy who has been around the block when it comes to Nashville music. He was in Nashville before Nashville was cool.
He's had like two dozen albums in 25
years.
He's
incredible. Yeah. He's an incredible musician and guy. And I was like, I wish there were more people here. And he was like, it's all right, sweetheart. And he just got on up and played.
But it was worth the wait. Yes, it was.
This is real country music, in my opinion. I mean, this is like digging deep, songwriting, very, very special, which is why I always recommend him when he comes to town. That's Jim Lauderdale at Terminal West on Sunday night.
Well, as everyone knows, next Thursday is New Year's Eve, and one of Atlanta's most cherished holiday traditions is happening at the Fox Theater, Widespread Panic. It's going to be in town for three nights, as they typically do. And I've got friends, I'm sure you do, Mara, who plan their entire holiday vacation around the Widespread shows at the Fox.
You have friends that do that? Really?
Mm-hmm. And some acquaintances.
Well, to see widespread panic in a smaller venue like that, I mean, the last time I saw them was at the Phillips Arena, and that's definitely a big venue for them. But they're coming off a new album called Street Dogs, and you'll be hearing some of their new stuff live, but also the classics that you know and love, you know, Traveling Light and all those songs that you like to do the noodle dance to. I know my friends will make fun of me. But widespread panic playing three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, and to see that kind of presentation with the stars on the ceiling at the Fox, pretty magical. Good way to ring in 2016.
New Year's Eve is but a delivery vehicle for a widespread show for some of these friends and acquaintances that we have.
That's right. That's Widespread Panic at the Fox Theater, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night.
Just you and I.
This guy may be starting his own holiday tradition in Atlanta. Greg Allman is playing two nights around New Year's Eve at Symphony Hall, which is odd because Widespread was inspired by the Allman Brothers Band, I think. And yet, here's Greg Allman playing opposite them on the same night, a couple nights in Atlanta.
Well, most importantly, I'm glad that Greg Allman is back to good health again and is able to play. He was supposed to be in town for the Georgia Songwriters Hall of Fame a couple of months ago. He didn't make it. And, you know, Greg's been around, and it's nice to see that he's back in good health. I've heard from people that he's doing real well, and he is doing the Symphony Hall show, and you will play all the songs you love, everything from Midnight Rider to, you know, I'm No Angel.
Well, he's got a new live album out called Back to Macon, so all that stuff's on there, plus some other stuff.
That's Greg Allman. Wednesday night and Thursday night at Symphony Hall. A four-night stand at the Tabernacle, Sound Tribe Sector 9, or for the people in the know, STS-9. And this is, you know, a band that's rooted here in Atlanta, and they like to do these residencies here in the Atlanta area, and it makes a lot of sense because they have a huge fan base here.
Yeah, and they've played a lot of festivals, electronic music. They play mostly festivals, so to see them at the Tabernacle, I think it'd be a treat.
Yeah, electronic, funk, jazz, hip-hop, they pretty much do it all. And again, get your noodle dancing ready, because that's what you'll be doing. I know I've overused that, but that's like the jam band. Like, I gotta get that dance down.
But you can't take lessons in that, can you?
Somebody should try, because maybe there's a business. Maybe you're retired now. It's the Steve Goss School of
yeah,
noodle dance.
My own noodle dance studio in Stone Mountain. There'll be a line out the door, I'm sure.
That's right. That's right. You can buy homemade pasta there, too. That's Sound Tribe Sector 9 at the Tabernacle, Wednesday through Saturday night.
So to continue with this Georgia connection, we had Widespreads from Georgia, Almonds from Georgia, STS-9's from Georgia. Perpetual Groove is really from Georgia, too.
Yeah, so Perpetual Groove, I worked with them years ago with Z93, and I don't think anybody would believe them if they told you that they played in the Goldberg's parking lot on Roswell Road when Jeff Dunham and I did a morning show, and there was Perpetual Groove in the Bagel parking lot. So they've come a long way.
Yes, from the parking lot to Terminal West, right?
And yes.
Well, when you say long way, you mean like a couple miles.
Yes, just up the road. They've made it. But if you love their, you know, R&B rocky sound, it'll be great. And they do a lot of covers too, so that should be especially fun for New Year's Eve.
Brock Butler is still with the band, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they do. Well, southern rock, funk, a little jazz, pop, they cover it all.
That's Perpetual Groove on New Year's Eve and then Friday and Saturday as well at Terminal West. Here's a great idea for New Year's Eve that I think will be a lot of fun at Smith Soul Bar. A lot of people like to go see live music, and you want to see cover music. You know, you don't want to think too hard, especially it's New Year's Eve. And that's why. And this is not a diss to Clashinista and Smithsonian, but you want to go because
you've got to figure it out. You don't want to think too hard on New Year's Eve.
Who wants to think hard on New Year's Eve.
Well, I'm not going to. Thanks for your advice.
That's right. Yeah. You want to drink the champagne.
Turn the mind right off.
Turn the mind off, and you want to hear the songs that you know and love. It may not be the night that you want to discover a new artist. So that's why high on my list is Clashinista and Smithsonian. These are two Atlanta-based cover bands. And so you can hear all the great Clash hits that you know and love. Same with Smithsonian. You know, they really, really sound like the Smiths. And I'm into it.
And I can guarantee Morrissey will not be at that show.
Oh, Morrissey. It's just the hits keep on coming for that guy. But he did make it last time. He was, in fact, in town.
Yeah.
But who knows when he'll be back. And frankly, who cares? Because Smithsonian is here all the time. So that is what is important. That's Clashinista and Smithsonian at Smith's Old Bar on New Year's Eve.
Well, as you're cruising around town on New Year's Eve, don't miss our good buddy Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics are in concert.
Yeah. I love this venue, and I love the idea of this New Year's Eve experience. So Venkman's, we've talked about before, it's over off the Beltline area.
The old New Grape Soda Factory on Ralph McGill.
So, but here's something interesting. A lot of people like to go out to dinner on New Year's Eve. That's a big restaurant night, and they are doing a dinner at the chef's counter. So you can actually eat at the chef's counter and then go ahead and take in the show with Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics later. I would definitely call the restaurant and make a reservation because that's going to fill up and the space is limited. But I do think that would be an overall, like, that is like an excellent New Year's Eve. Chef curated dinner and then a terrific show with Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics. I'm into it. Nick Melvin, amazing chef.
She takes the stage at 10:30, so you have plenty of time to enjoy dinner, relax, then.
Right.
She'll take over.
That's right.
She'll get you into midnight and beyond.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's not, there's more in the reservations than just the chef counter. But I did want to throw in a dining experience because that's, you know, a big night for going out. And I will give you restaurant advice. You know, if you are going to go out to dinner on New Year's Eve, make your reservations ahead of time because it's a very busy night. That's Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics at Venkman's on New Year's Eve.